tell me what you thought about, like, what you can remember about your first impressions of the Ventures and of that song and the reaction that you got for it?
Well, we're in the early days. You understand we're in 1960, the early days of rock and roll. And instrumental guitar work has been succeeded in the past with Duane Eddy and Rebel Rouser and other guitar-oriented, purely instrumental cuts. And I heard Walk Don't Run when it was on a tape before it was even on an acetate, and I said, oh my goodness, isn't that just completely unique and different? I mean, this is something that no one has accomplished before, just the way the group melded together and the excitement they created with this song. So we had an area before a newscast on KJR that our newscasts always were at the 55-minute mark of every hour. Well, you couldn't, you know, we didn't have computers programming our schedule during the hour, so we'd end up with odd minutes going up to the news break. And so we would sometimes take an instrumental and use that as a pad in that area. And so I took Walk Don't Run and put it on the air as that pad going up to the news, so we would play maybe 45 seconds of it 1 hour and maybe a minute and a half of it the next hour. It was just a matter of a couple of days of doing that, and the phones are ringing saying, what is that song? My goodness, that's cool. And that led to our enthusiastically putting the entire song on the air, which, of course, as soon as they released it, quickly manifested itself as a big-selling record. And so it was very evident from the enormous response of KJR and following that, the whole city of Seattle and Tacoma and the region, that Walk Don't Run was a hit, which enabled them to sell it to Liberty Records. And so it was a great moment helping those guys out, because Donnie and Bobby, they're such gentlemen. And Josie was such a wonderful lady. And here we were making a hit in the Northwest. That we'd had the Fleetwoods up to that point with Come Softly to Me, and we'd had Ron Holden's Love You So, and the Wailers' Tall Cool One. But this was truly the fourth national hit to come out of the Northwest.